Hey, podcast listeners. Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/adfreenews. That's amazon.com/adfreenews to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Thousands of people fell victim to dynamic pricing as tickets for Oasis went on sale on Saturday morning. So is it time to hold Ticketmaster to account? We're joined by Michael Healy-Ray, Independent TD. Michael, your reaction to what happened over the weekend with the people... having to pay huge prices for Oasis tickets?
Well, first of all, I'm slow about criticising the promoters, because when you have a situation at 8 a.m. in the morning when 600,000 or 700,000 people are looking for 160,000 tickets, an awful lot of people are going to be disappointed. But it's the price that they actually pay. And when you can envisage a situation that next August you could have two people standing side by side. One person would be after paying less than €100 and the other person to be in the same spot would be after paying €400. That is wrong. So yes, what you stated is correct. The dynamic sales structure of pricing has to stop. Now, at the end of the day, the promoters, the artists themselves, they obviously have to make money. This is a business. But there is such a thing as exorbitant pricing. And I just don't think it's fair or right that a person, when they hear that a ticket is for sale for 80 or 90 or 100 euros, and that they have to finish up giving 3 or 4 or 500 euros for the same ticket, that is wrong.
Okay, so what can we do about it?
Well, what we have to do is you have to just look at this and say, should rules and regulations, you saw what happened to ticket touting, for example. You saw the legislation that was brought in with regard to that. And I think it's time for a uniform pricing so that no matter how many people look for a ticket, if promoters say, well, we need to get X amount of money, and I know it's expensive, but I appreciate and understand that running a show like that costs money. But when you set a price, regardless of what the demand is going to be, that should be the price. And you should not have a situation where two people would be going to the same concert and two of them after paying completely different prices. People want their entertainment.
So that would require a legislative change, obviously.
Yes, of course it would. And I believe that government should step up to the plate here. And I was just going to say, there has been an Oasis famine since 2009. And of course, the appetite was there that people wanted to go. You can understand that. But they shouldn't be robbed blind to do so. That's not fair. People work too hard for their money. And whether it's young or middle-aged or older people, you know, your money is your money. And
do we need
a fair price is one thing.
Do we need to... is there a competition issue in relation to Live Nation? I mean, they part own MCD, they own Ticketmaster, they operate the Three Arena, the Bordgas Energy Theatre, the Gaiety, the Olympia, they're behind Electric Picnic, they're behind Longitude. The Competition and Consumer Protection Commission found that Ticketmaster had more than 90% of the Irish market. Are there competition issues there, do you think?
I'm slow in blaming people like Ticketmaster.
I'm not asking you to blame anyone. I'm asking you, is there a competition issue? Because they seem they have a huge, huge influence on the market. It strikes me there isn't enough players in the market.
Well, maybe they do. But then again, you have to say maybe they're good at what they do.
Michael, come on. It's not about being good at what you do. It's about, is there a fair market there? And like we do have regulations in other sections where we insist on competition, where we do not allow dominant positions.
But back over the years, we've had different people involved in this industry. We've had great promoters, for example, back over the years, people who brought artists to Ireland, who we were all delighted that they did that and they provided entertainment.
You're not answering my question, Michael.
Well, it's a hard question to answer because You can't make people go into a market if other players aren't willing to be there.
Well, sorry, regulators can force open a market. That happens. In the US, for example, the US Department of Justice is seeking to challenge Live Nation, describing it as a competition-suffocating monopoly. It's time to break up Live Nation, Ticketmaster, the US Attorney General said in May.
Well, if you just look at what is happening at present in the US, they have the same problem where when tickets go for sale, they finish up changing hands for exorbitant.
Yeah, well, I suppose my point is they're trying to do something about it. Should we be going down that road?
But I think I said that already, that we as politicians have to look at this problem and see what we can do to help.
Yeah.
And I think that at the end of the day, what we're hoping to achieve is that the customer is not ripped off. Because when tickets go for sale, there should be uniform pricing, and I would be all for that you can't have this type of situation going on again. And we understand money has to be made, but there's a difference between making money and having people being robbed. And I think at present, you've had people over the last few days where people have just paid too much money for what they're getting. I really think that.
Michael Healy-Ray, Independent TD for Kerry. Thank you indeed for talking.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.